Blog Talk Radio.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's a really muggy day here in New York City, and we got the Poles out here, the Hungarians, and we got the Poles. Primary day today, and the big thing is voting for a new mayor here. Well, I won't go into my opinions until later. But what we will be talking about is Halloween. Yep, it's coming up pretty soon. My, how the year goes by so quickly. And, well, where's the best place to celebrate Halloween? But it's Sleepy Hollow in Tarrytown, New York. And we have a whole bunch of things that are going to be going on there from October 18th to November 3rd. And one of the things is going to be taking place at a historical manor called Lyndhurst Manor. So we have the executive director of the National Trust for Historic Preservation at Lyndhurst, Howard Czar, who's going to tell us some special thing that they're doing that's new this year. But, of course, we have... And, of course, where's the other one? What? I'll feed you guys later. But meanwhile, hang around here while I do the show. And so let's get it started. And I'll introduce right now Howard Czar. Hello, Howard.
Hello, Merle. It's so nice to be on your show today.
I'm glad to be able to talk about Lyndhurst. Well, before we get into what we're doing that's so special there, tell us about what is Lyndhurst? What's it all about?
Well, Lyndhurst is really considered by many to be the most important mansion of the 19th century in the United States. Its architect was a man named Alexander Jackson Davis, who was the Frank Lloyd Wright of the 19th century, and this is considered his masterpiece. For those who don't know what it looks like a haunted castle. And it's been used as a backdrop in movies. So, for example, all the Dark Shadows movies were filmed here because of its castle scenery. It's right on the Hudson. It's just 35 minutes north of New York City, and it's accessible by train or by car. And it's one of the most spectacular places that you can get to in the area.
If you're going on one of those cruises, what do you call them, up the river, can you see the mansion?
You can see the mansion from a number of places. For example, if you're driving across the Tappan Zee Bridge and you look over towards the Westchester side, just to the south of the bridge, you can see a little castle sitting in 67 acres of trees, and we're very visible there. Yeah, and so it's the same thing. If you're taking a ride up on the river, depending on where they are in the river, you can also see us from there.
Okay, so in other words, for us who have gone across the bridge and gone, I wonder what that thing is, that mansion kind of thing is over there. Now we know.
There you go.
Okay. So in terms of it, what, how big is it, or how many rooms to describe this?
Well, for if you come on a tour of Lyndhurst, you get to see about 14 rooms. So you go both downstairs and upstairs, which you don't always get to see in historic houses. If you're a fan of shows like Downton Abbey, it's a great place to come because we are one of those mansions that in the Gilded Age was owned by one of the big robber barons, a guy named Jay Gould. And his daughter, his youngest daughter, was one of the richest women in the world. She runs off to France when she's 16 and marries not one but two French aristocrats. So she is the real deal, and you sort of get to see what those Downton Abbey heiresses lived like when you come here. We've got one of the largest grouping of Tiffany residential windows in place. We're on 67 beautifully landscaped acres. There's many outbuildings, giant carriage house complex, the first regulation bowling alley in the United States, the first fireproof greenhouse in the United States. So it's really a spectacular place if you want to come and take a tour of the house or just walk around the beautiful grounds. And that's why one of the reasons a lot of people come to us is in October we're both Halloween Central, but as the leaves change, it's a really beautiful place to sort of be a leaf peeper.
Well, how far is it? Now, Sleepy Hollow, is
mm-hmm.
that part of Tarrytown, or has that become a separate town?
I think they're officially separate villages right now, but literally, if you blink, you won't know you went from Tarrytown into Sleepy Hollow. They're contiguous villages.
Okay.
I think what happened in the old days is Sleepy Hollow had the GM plant, so the people weren't they didn't necessarily want to be associated with the plant city, so they separated out. But it's a very it's all right here, and it's very easy to get to from a lot of locations as well, which is nice about it.
Now, Sleepy Hollow itself, is it not the word historic? Is it real, or is this part of the made-up thing because of the Headless Horseman?
A little bit because of Washington Irving. Washington Irving wrote The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and there are a few towns right in order. There's Irvington, which is named after Washington Irving. There's Tarrytown, which is the old village name, and then Sleepy Hollow, which separated off, which was a part of Tarrytown originally, and they took the name from the story. But basically, Washington Irving lived right here, right next door to us, as a matter of fact, and this is what he was writing about when he wrote The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. And so that's why this area has really become the Halloween Trail, shall we say. But it really, it's a number of contiguous villages and a number of sites together that sort of make up the whole area.
And I get that from looking at some press material. It's
mm-hmm.
not like a one-night thing that happens.
No, what's great about coming up to Sleepy Hollow, if you're interested in Halloween, as you may know, I think Halloween is almost at this point succeeded Christmas as the number one celebrated holiday in terms of expenditures. A lot of people come to the area and stay for a weekend. They might come Thursday and stay through Sunday or Monday because there are multiple different things that you can see. A variety of different historic houses have very different types of events that you can sample. The Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, for example, has really interesting tours. There are many graves there. As I said before, a lot of the Dark Shadows films were filmed with Lyndhurst as a backdrop and some of the other places, including the cemetery. So a lot of the Dark Shadows fans like to come up here, and they can go to various different places. And in addition to the Halloween-specific activities, like I say, there's beautiful scenery around. So if you also want to see the leaves while they're changing, you can come and see that. The little villages in the area have wonderful restaurants and lovely little shopping. And there's some lovely hotels at all different price points that you can stay in. There's literally one hotel directly north of Lyndhurst and one directly across the street to our south. So it's a nice place to do a nice little short getaway and get your fill of all the different Halloween opportunities here. And especially if you're coming from New York City or its boroughs, if you're coming from Connecticut or northern New Jersey, coming to this area you'd have to drive 2 hours north on the Hudson River Valley to get the same feeling that you get here. And it's really very close and very accessible.
Now, do they, am I going to find, like, in the evenings, like, jack-o'-lanterns set up all over the place, or?
There's a lot of different types of events that people do, so you will find that many of the villages, and including Lyndhurst, we have, for example, we have scarecrows set up in front of our in front of our greenhouse in one of our great lawns. The village of Sleepy Hollow also sets up scarecrows on their light posts. There are different events that feature lighted pumpkins. So what you really need to do is, if you go to a number of the websites for Sleepy Hollow and for Westchester County, they'll list all the different programs that are available that you can partake of, and you can really get a sense of how each differs, and you can structure your touring and your visiting.
Is there any particular, like, an event just on Halloween night that they do? Or it's just like it's a whole, like...
It really stretches out, because as you well know, what's happened now is people have different philosophies about the night itself. Some people want to go to a private party. Some people go into New York City for the big parade. And if you've got families, for example, people are either trick-or-treating outdoors or at parties that are organized for that. So that oftentimes is a busy night, but there are things that are available throughout the area. But it really is for people who want the full experience and want more than maybe just one thing, and it gives them the opportunity really to go to a variety of different places and sample all the offerings here.
Do you find, I know, like, for instance, here in New York City, where it used to be that, you know, that the kids would go trick-or-treating door-to-door, they don't do that much anymore. I know, like, in my neighborhood, they'll go down to the avenue where the stores are,
mm-hmm.
and go trick-or-treating store-to-store instead of door-to-door.
Merle, I hate to admit it, I am the age where I remember going door-to-door in residential neighborhoods without my parents, which has really sort of stopped. I think a lot of what happens in these areas now is that it's organized. You either have a school event where everybody brings candy. You have parties that sort of trick-or-treat parties. I think in certain parts of the villages here, people still do go door-to-door with young kids more in daylight, and people can sort of indicate if they've got their lights on and things out that they're giving out candy. So it varies. It varies a little bit by neighborhood in the area and by sort of the practice family to family. But you're right. It's not the same as it used to be, where people just walked around with a bag and a costume in their local neighborhood. It's very different. And the other thing that I would say is very different about it, and this is what we see with our events here, is that we get a lot of young adults and a lot of more mature adults who aren't necessarily coming because they automatically want to bring their families. They're doing it because they want to do it themselves and they enjoy it. So they might not be trick-or-treating anymore, but they definitely want to have an experience. Their trick-or-treat might be going to one of the pubs in Sleepy Hollow or Tarrytown that's serving a special craft brew pumpkin beer for Halloween, that they have a meal in one of the places, and that they schedule their various visits to the different attractions over a series of days. So it's that, I think, is what's really changed, that whereas Halloween really used to be for small children who still were, you know, sort of believed in Halloween, now it really is very much as much an adult thing.
Okay. By the way, is there any really good chocolate shops in that area? Because I think when I come up there, I'll just pop in there and go trick-or-treating. And I'll have a very large bag with me.
There you go. I think especially if you come to the main streets of Tarrytown and Sleepy Hollow, there's a lot of good restaurants, but I'm not sure if they're giving out free food.
Actually, that would be very funny to see what would happen as a grown...
Yeah, there you go.
Not only as a grown, as a 64-year-old woman saying, well, and they'll think that, she's old. Maybe she doesn't really know what she's doing.
Well, I applaud you. Let me know how it goes.
Anyway, so now let's get into this new thing that you're doing at Lyndhurst. What is that about?
Yes, we have two programs, one during the day and one during the evening, and I'll talk about our evening first.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Jay Gould's House of Curiosities. So if you remember me saying before, Jay Gould, the historical robber baron of the 19th century, actually lived here. And so one of the things that we're doing is we have a resident theater company, M&M Productions, and their people are going to be presenting a guided tour through our mansion at night. It will be decorated and eerily lit for Halloween, and Lyndhurst really looks beautiful and spooky at the same time when we light it at night during the Halloween season. And what they're going to be doing is there's a family member that's missing from the Ghoul family, basically what you're going to find out as you go through the house is when you meet our crazy, if you think your family's crazy, wait till you meet ours. You're going to meet all our crazy relatives, and through it you're going to find out just who's missing and what's happened to them. And maybe I won't completely give it away, but we've got Betty Crocker Pot in our basement kitchen cooking something up, and she might have made a little mistake.
This whole thing sounds more fun for the grown-ups. For
those of us who want to go back into time
when we were young and can't, but say, this is one for the grown-ups to do.
This is one of those things where you can bring kids, and we've structured it so that the scariest part, if you've got young kids, you can just exit right before that. But we definitely wanted something, because as I said, I think a lot of grown-ups, you wouldn't be the first 65-year-old who wants to go out and trick-or-treat. So we get a lot of grown-ups who really want to experience Halloween. And so we've really sort of focused it so they'll have a good time, and if they're coming with kids, the kids will have a good time. And it'll be both funny and spooky and scary, but you don't have to worry too much about if you've got young kids that they'll really be scared. It'll hopefully be a really fun experience for them. And it's one of those things where, in addition, what happens is because Lyndhurst is such a wonderful property, we ask that people come early. Village Dog, one of the Terrytown restaurateurs that makes gourmet hot dogs, will be serving food in our carriage house. We'll be showing the Dark Shadows films in our carriage house while you wait for your tours. And the Dark Shadows fan clubs will have actors there who were in some of the movies from time to time, and we'll have props from the Dark Shadows movies in our carriage house. Our gift shop with specialty Halloween merchandise will be open. And after the tour, you can take a horse-drawn carriage back through our fields, past the Scarecrow Invasion field, back to your car in the parking lot. So there's going to be a lot of things to do in the evening. So if you want to come, have a meal, have your tour, do a little shopping, have a little fun, it's all going to be here.
Now, is this all the Dark Shadows that was, you know, back in, I don't know, 70s, was it?
Yes. So, for example,
there was
a television show, and out of that television show, there were two Dark Shadows movies that were done. And both of those movies were filmed here. So the Dark Shadows fan club meets here on a fairly regular occasion every year, every other year. They come back to Lyndhurst. And a lot of people, when they come, remember that they'd actually seen one of those movies and recognize the spaces. And so they've been very generous with us. They allow us to show the movies, and they often brought some of the props from the movies that are here. And so those people who are Dark Shadows aficionados can definitely see those things.
Do they ever come dressed in a character? Like, you know, with the, what's that show that,
you mean
became
like
a craze? That they would show every midnight.
Oh, yes, Rocky Horror.
Yes.
The fan clubs come to see, oftentimes to see the people who used to be in the movies, they sometimes come dressed up. They usually tend to bring the props more than they dress up themselves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of photos, I guess, for me to take when I come up there, huh?
There, exactly. It's a very, you know, as you walk from your car down the drive to the carriage house, you go past a very lovely landscape. There's lanterns. There's ghosts in the trees, and as you pass the house, you'll see the beautiful house lighted for Halloween. You'll come into the carriage house, which is a really great place to hang out, and then we'll take you up to the house, and you'll experience our crazy family.
That sounds great. I have to say I'm looking forward to doing that.
Yes.
You said that there's something that's during the day?
Yes. So, for example, if you don't want to come at night and you just want to come up and you're a little more about historic mansions and the beautiful scenery as leaves are changing, we also offer tours all from Thursday through Mondays through the month of October. And what we do is we decorate the house for Halloween. And we also take things out of our collections that relate and explain how the interest in the macabre and in all these things Halloween-related started during the 19th century. So you get to see the house in a very different light and actually, in a fun way, learn about some of these things that we now just take for granted. So some of the people do both. Some come during the day and get the tour. Some come back at night for the eerie spectacle. Some just choose one or the other. But it's a really interesting tour. And for people who've never been to Lyndhurst, the house is really spectacular. It's got amazing collections. It's got great stuff in it. And it's a really fun and interesting way to experience Lyndhurst.
Well, how about would I find that, let's say, the restaurants in the area, like purposely having Halloween parties or things like that? Or just like the beer kind of thing or the, you know, that, you know.
Well, one of the things that happens is that there are a lot of restaurants in this area and a lot of very good restaurants now. This area has been nicknamed Hipsterbia because a number of people have been moving up from Brooklyn. They've been opening new restaurants and interesting restaurants. So I think you can find a lot of that in Tarrytown and Sleepy Hollow and the villages around us. And that's also one of the great attractions, either for lunch or dinner. You can really get an interesting meal on a really lovely little village street. And I think one of the other things that I would say, just to get a full sense of it, go to the Westchester County tourism site or to the Sleepy Hollow site, because they list all the things that are happening during Halloween, and so you can really sort of see which things you might want to partake of and participate in and really put together a full schedule. And we do say, Merle, that people should try to do it in advance because if you've never been here before, it's really, really, really popular. And a lot of the tickets can sell out. So we suggest that you sort of go to lyndhurst.org. Our tickets are all available either for daytime and nighttime. And it's a good thing to sort of just buy your tickets online so you have them. And when you come, you know you'll be able to get in.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, all the information is up on my blog already to make sure.
Good.
So I can get it out there because I thought that's not going to be right. I'll go and then afterwards tell you the information. Then you go, well, thank you.
Like,
I'm not going to remember for next year.
Exactly. So it's like you might think, you know, we're going to have 90-degree weather tomorrow, and who's thinking of Halloween? But I would sort of say it's not too early. Go and book your tickets because they'll start selling out.
Okay. Now, you commented that you can visit 14 rooms. How many rooms are there in the mansion?
Well, there are additional ones, and it's a little challenging to count because, you know, certain rooms, especially on, we've got a lot of different floors that aren't necessarily open to the public. We've got a great tower, for example, that you can actually go onto the roof of and you see Manhattan from Lyndhurst. Right now we don't have our basement open except during the evening performances of Jay Gould's House of Curiosity. But that's where the kitchen complex is, where the servants' dining rooms were, just like in Downton Abbey. In the basement, there's a scullery kitchen, there's a refrigerator part, there's the stove part, there's servants' dining rooms, there was a big wine cellar, there were other storage areas. So it's a little hard to count all the rooms. It's about 10,000 square feet of space that we have in the house. And that's just the mansion. On the grounds, there's lots of other outbuildings that had room for servants. There's a specialty laundry building. There was a special greenhouse services building. There was a special swimming pool, special bowling alley, and a huge carriage house complex. Kennel as well. So we've got a lot of other buildings on the property, and as you walk around, you can still see them. They're really quite pretty.
How far is, like, if somebody's saying, okay, I want to have something to eat, how far is, I'm just curious, like, the nearest restaurant?
Well, there are restaurants, we're on South Broadway in Tarrytown. There are restaurants on South Broadway, but literally if you want to go to either the main streets in Tarrytown, Sleepy Hollow, or Irvington, if you're in a car, each of those is about 5 minutes away. And if you don't have a car, if you've come up by train, you can walk back to Irvington on the Old Croton Aqueduct Path, which is a 10 to 15 minute walk, and that'll get you into downtown Irvington, or you just call a cab from our visitor center in the carriage house. They'll come pick you up, and it's 5 minutes back to the village of Tarrytown or Sleepy Hollow. And those main streets are very lovely, and the train stations are at the bottom of the main streets right on the water. So you could get a cab or your car back there, get a lovely meal, and drive off to where you're going, or just walk down the street to the train station and get back to where you need to be.
Okay. Is there a difference between something that's a manor or a mansion?
These are all, you know, we're called many different things. Our official name is Lyndhurst. A lot of people call us Lyndhurst Mansion, Lyndhurst Manor, or Lyndhurst Castle. And we accept all of those. Because it's sort of people's feeling. One of the things that's interesting about us is that even though it's a very grand and large house, the architect was really a genius. And one of the things about the rooms when you come through them is that they don't feel like big palace rooms. They actually feel like really nice rooms that you could actually see yourself living in. And one of the reasons the people enjoy the tours so much is because they're beautiful and they're really impressive and the furniture is gorgeous and the history is really interesting. But I think people really respond to them because they're on a scale that's still big enough to be impressive but small enough to be human. And I think people really enjoy that ability as they go through to really interact in the space. And the way we've set up our tours of the house, you really get to go into the rooms. There are some rooms that you just see from the door, but most of the main rooms – you really get to go inside, feel what it was like, really experience. And one of the things we always do on the tours is we ask people what they think of the rooms because they're not exactly the same as you might have in a modern house. And so we want people to understand why the rooms you're living in today might be different and feel different than they did 175 years ago.
Right. I bet. Is there anything about taking photos?
We generally allow people to take photos in the house. They just have to stay with the tours as they're doing it. So we are not restrictive in that manner. We want people to really have a good time. One of the things that I was very cognizant of, because I've gone on a lot of house tours myself in the past, is that people sort of come away from them and they kind of feel like they didn't really have a good experience. It was a little dreary, and they didn't really enjoy it. And so one of the things that we really try to do at Lyndhurst is really engage people, get their reactions to things, really help them understand from a 21st century perspective why the room functioned the way that it did and why it might be different, and something that you think really isn't a way you might want to live today, the reason that they were doing it in those days. And I think people really enjoy that because they sort of understand where their lives come from and how things have changed over time. But because it's also just such a beautiful place and it has such great furniture and paintings and the rooms are really wonderful to look at, I think people like having somebody that can take you through in a sympathetic way and help you sort of experience things. And if you've got questions about things or don't understand them, you can really sort of explore that on our tours. And so I think most of the people who take our tours really enjoy them, and I hope they come back.
Let me also ask another question. since there are more than one floor, is there an elevator?
We do not have an elevator at Lyndhurst. We are wheelchair accessible for the first floor. And if you are in a wheelchair, we also can show you what the upper floors look like. We can accommodate you and accommodate you as well in bathrooms and in our carriage house. But for the second floor, you do have to walk upstairs. And generally, there's a handrail, and you can avail yourself of that. So that's one thing for people to consider. We are not fully wheelchair accessible to the second floor, only on the first floor. But for most historic houses, you usually only get to see the first floor. So even if that's all you see, and then you get to sort of see in pictures what's upstairs, it's still a really wonderful experience. Because it's not just the house, it's the gardens, it's the carriage house complex, which is really lovely and is also wheelchair accessible. And so I think it's really the whole package. For example, during the summer, we're surprised how many people come here just to enjoy the grounds, to hang out, to walk around, to just have a beautiful day. We're the largest open space in Lower Westchester County, and we somewhat serve as the central park for this part of Westchester, and a lot of people come just to enjoy that. So that's why I say that even if you're in a wheelchair, it's something that you could easily do. It's accessible. If you have some mobility issues, it's also something where you can get around. We've got golf carts where we can take people around who have a little bit of trouble walking from the carriage house to the main mansion. So we're very accommodating in that way.
Well, in terms of this particular Halloween thing that you're doing, mm-hmm. and you're doing the tour,
mm-hmm.
Is that all on the first floor, or you still have to...
The Halloween thing has one piece in the basement,
right.
But you can skip that because the way that it's worked is that that's the very last thing, and it is the scariest part. So one of the things that we've done is for people who might be coming with smaller children, they can also opt out of not going down there if they're mm-hmm. worried that their kids might not take well to it. And so at that same place, if you didn't want to walk down the stairs to the final piece, you could actually exit where everybody else will exit, and you can skip that one piece, and then you can go out. And you can get on the horse and carriage, buy a horse and carriage ride, and go back up to your car.
Well, that sounds good. I wouldn't want to miss whatever the scary part is.
Yeah, I think that's what most people want. It's always hard to say because hopefully the whole thing will be entertaining and spooky and scary. We have a live musician who plays our 1880s Steinway and a harpsichord, and his Halloween dirges wafting through the house are really they set a mood all by themselves. So I think the whole thing will be enjoyable for people, and it'll be something new for them to do.
Well, I have to say I'm glad that you're going to have a live musician because it's really odd when I see corpses perform, you know?
Yeah, no, he's definitely not a corpse.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like really great. So now, and just in terms of for people who, should probably like to get the best of everything, to at least stay one night, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To get everything that's going on.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, what they try to do is they at least try to stay one evening, and oftentimes they'll pick and choose between the different events, and they'll sort of map out a little bit of a route. So they might come to us at one time. They might go to one of the other local attractions at another time. They might end their evening in the Sleepy Hollow Cemetery that runs late and gives cemetery tours. It really depends what you're most interested in, what appeals to you most, but there's enough things here where you can pick and choose, and a lot of people do try to do a combination and put a schedule together.
So I guess, I'm curious, like, in terms of accommodations, do you go from, they have B&Bs
Yeah,
in that area?
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything in the area, but we do actually have hotels at different price points, and many of them are really close by. As I said, we've got a hotel directly north of the property that has very reasonable pricing. There's a hotel that is directly across the street and slightly to our south. There are hotels, White Plains is the nearest large city, so there are a bunch of hotels there. You can stay at the Castle Spa, which is an extremely exclusive spa with a 30-room hotel in a very fancy castle, and you can stay in everything in between. So you really have a great choice of accommodations. And one of the things I would say, though, is we get a lot of people coming up from New York City, because as the parade in New York has gotten bigger and bigger, for a lot of people, they just can't do it. It's too much. And so a lot of people will actually come up here because it's easier. And so either you rent a car and it's very easy to do a lot of these things and go back, or if you come by train and take cabs around, and we're very easy to get to by cab, the trains run incredibly regularly. I think they're two or three times an hour. So it's very easy if you can't stay overnight, to just come, do your evening activities, get back to the train station, and you're in Manhattan in 35 minutes.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, so what's your website?
It's lyndhurst.org.
Okay.
And if you go there, you'll see ticket information for both our evening and daytime programs and for all the other wonderful stuff that we do throughout the year, because I know we're talking Halloween in September, but the Christmas Hanukkah season is just around the corner,
yeah.
And we also have lots of stuff then too, which I'd be happy to talk to you about in a future occasion as well.
Okay, we will do that.
Great.
Well, thank you for speaking with us, and I'll certainly do my best to get the word out there. And if people are even interested, this is, you know, not local show, so if people are interested, they could, I guess if they fly into New York,
mm-hmm.
What would be the best, the airport? If they're flying in?
Well, you could do a couple of things. LaGuardia is clearly the closest to us because you just go from Queens straight over to us, and it's very easy to get here. There's a lot of transportation that comes away. We actually do have a lot of people who drive into the area for this. It's something that, especially if you're a Halloween aficionado, this area has become a destination for people from all over the East Coast to come.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll see you at the end of the month, end of October.
Great. Thank you so much.
When I slap up there.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Great. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Yep. Well, I'm going to make my way, and I will go to the scary basement, and I will report as to everything I saw, and take lots of photos and perhaps take some video, and I have to have my brownie commercial. I have to call them. Well, you know, this is a good time. I could call them and get some brownies, because now that the weather, now that the weather is cooling off, well, sort of. I'll wait. Maybe I better wait till next one. Anyway, I'll let you drool. Yes.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
You can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. I will also... the peanut principle. Don't forget about the peanut. I got to come up with a commercial for the peanut principle. I had them on the show. That's true, right? I'm glad. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was just one of the hens is doing the chicken. Yes, doing hand signals to me that we spoke about this on the air. So, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the show now. I think I'll have something to eat. But do go up to, if you Google not just the Lyndhurst Manor, let's see if I could pull up quickly. Okay. And I'll tell you what I wrote. Okay. Here's what's going on. Okay. So, again, this is going to start. The kicking off Saturday, October 5th. Through November 11th. The Great Jack-O-Lantern Blaze is the Hudson Valley's biggest all-ages Halloween extravaganza. A small team of artists comes together to carve more than 5,000 jacks, many fused together in elaborate constructions, such as life-size dinosaurs and 8-foot-tall working jack-o'-lanterns in the box, all lit up throughout the wooded walkways, orchards, and gardens of historic Van Cortlandt Manor in Croton on Hudson. Also making its debut this year, Blaze in the Museum of Pumpkin Art, the first ever exhibition space devoted to sculptural works inspired by, but not made from, pumpkins. Washington Irving's macabre tale, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, inspires Horseman's Hollow, a 13-night interactive haunted attraction at Phillipsburg Manor in Sleepy Hollow. Recommended for ages 10 and up. Stocked with professional actors and state-of-the-art special effects, Horseman's Hollow has a high fear factor. Oh, shit. Irving's Legend, recommended for ages 10 and up, brings the master storyteller Jonathan Kruk into the historic candlelit interior of Sleepy Hollow circa 1685 Old Dutch Church, where for 13 evenings he offers a dramatic retelling of the legend of Sleepy Hollow, accompanied by live organ music. Then they got, The Legend Behind the Legend is a new daytime experience at Washington Irving's Sunnyside in Tarrytown that highlights the author of the famous story. Blaze founding sponsor is Entergy. Okay. All events are held, rain or shine. Proceeds support Historic Hudson Valley and Tarrytown-based private nonprofit. That's blah blah blah. That's okay. So tickets, and I have a whole thing on the tickets. Let's see. Okay. So for more information, go to www.hudsonvalley.org, and that probably will take you to all of the other sites here and tell you what's going on. Well, this sounds really cool. I think I'm off the air. Okay. So, well, no, I guess I'm back on the air. I don't know what happened. Okay, I'm back on the air, I think. I might have been talking and not being taped. I'm not sure. Anyway, well, I'm just going to end the show. So, for everybody, have a happy day, evening, morning, or wherever you are and wherever you're doing. Until probably, I think, like next week. Yep. when I'll be back. And, yeah, okay. I'll be back. Don't worry.